From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Hamas insists a ceasefire with Israel has been reached. Israel denies it after Tuesday's rocket barrage from Gaza that prompted Israeli retaliation in the worst cross-border violence since 2014. It followed weeks of border protests by Palestinians. The Israeli military said dozens of rockets and mortar bombs were fired, many downed by the Iron Dome defense system. At least three Israeli soldiers were wounded. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his government views such attacks with the utmost gravity and blamed Hamas and Islamic Jihad. Israeli aircraft were said to have hit dozens of militant targets in Gaza. Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus is an Israeli military spokesman.
We hold Hamas responsible for all acts of aggression from the Gaza Strip towards Israel, whether it is perpetrated by this terrorist organization or another.
The armed wings of Hamas and Islamic Jihad claim responsibility, saying it was in response to the killing of more than 100 Palestinians in border protests since March. The World Health Organization has expressed cautious optimism about efforts to curb the spread of the deadly Ebola virus in Northwest Democratic Republic of Congo, where there are more than 50 confirmed cases, at least 25 deaths. Peter Salama is a WHO Deputy Director General.
So far, the campaign has gone quite smoothly. So we are at more than 400 people vaccinated. And I won't give you the exact figures on denominators because the Ministry of Health is still finalizing the exact data. But what I can tell you is that we have reached already in Bandaka more than 90% of the contacts that we had listed.
He said no guarantee the city is safeguarded, but there have been no explosive increases in cases of Ebola. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is expected to meet senior North Korean official Kim Jong-chol Wednesday in New York ahead of next month's planned U.S.-North Korea summit. President Donald Trump in a tweet said the meeting is a solid response to his letter last week that canceled a June 12 summit with leader Kim Jong-un over Pyongyang's so-called hostility. The White House said preparations for the meeting are well underway. U.S. teams are in Singapore and the Korean truce village Panmunjom. Quite a change from just a few months ago, said State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert.
I think that each of the groups that are meeting, such as our colleagues who are in Singapore right now, our colleagues who are at the demilitarized zone, are all having meetings about different pieces in which they have an expertise. I'm not going to get into all of the details of that, but I think it's pretty impressive thinking about where we were 1 year ago, where we were even 6 months ago, for that matter. And now we have three simultaneous meetings taking place on this matter to talk about the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
U.S. officials said the talks are aimed at determining whether Pyongyang is serious about getting rid of its nuclear weapons. The U.S. declared Tuesday religious freedom made progress in the past year but remains under assault. Sam Brownback is ambassador at large for international religious freedom.
Whether it's the Rohingya in Burma being pushed out, the Kachin now are being pushed out in the north, whether in China it's people practicing their faith of Christians or Muslims, Buddhist, Falun Gong, Pakistan, 50 people with life sentences, 17 on death row for blasphemy and apostasy. Russia, with what they do to the Jehovah's Witnesses and many other religious minority groups. You can travel around the world, unfortunately, and find a lot of persecution.
The U.S. will convene the first ministerial meeting in July to promote religious freedom as a universal human right. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa announced Wednesday general elections in the southern African country will be held July 30. It'll be the country's first ballot since longtime leader Robert Mugabe was ousted by the military. Mr. Mnangagwa will face off against opposition candidate Nelson Chamisa. In Italy, caretaker Prime Minister Carlo Cottarelli has failed to gain support from major political parties. Markets have plunged over the specter of yet another election in Italy, perhaps as early as July. In Brazil, with promises of relief by the government, a massive 9-day trucker strike over fuel prices, freight rates, and tolls appears to be easing. The strike had paralyzed the country's economy. China has renewed criticism of the U.S. threat to impose tariffs on $50 billion of Chinese imports over allegations of intellectual property theft. The White House said the Trump administration will also restrict investments by Chinese companies and impose export controls on goods heading to China. Political uncertainty in Italy rocked global markets. The Wall Street fell nearly 400 points to close at 24,361. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. Africa, welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Lee. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from across this great African continent will be coming to you. So I want you to relax because I want to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. Later on the great show today, I'll be featuring one of Sierra Leone's finest rappers, and that is Kool J. Kool J will be here to talk about his songs and his movies, so stay tuned. But right now, let's start from Liberia with the young Kubazi Indaja, beautiful music. And right after that, Ghanaian-born MZ featuring Yemi Alade in Come See My Mother, yeah. And then we go to the Gambia with Sona Jabate in Gambia. But right now, it's Daja by the young rising Kubazi from Liberia.
I'm on board with the Lama Swat. Come on and go check. Come on, Mr. Weaver. Come on and go check.
Lucky boy.
I want that body. I need that body. I want that body. I need your body. I'll be all over you. I don't wanna hear it. I'll be getting your lips. We be smoking the edges. I'll be getting your lips. Baby, I'm feeling the body. We can take it from the sofa. Two in the morning, we can take it to the bay. Then I will kiss your lips, yeah. The way you want it, you got me screaming. I know it's me, but maybe we can do it like Valentine. Baby, I'm feeling you, the way you just kissing me.
Come and see my mother.
Gambia by Sona Jabate of the Gambia. And before that, Come See My Mother, the sound of MZV of Ghana featuring Yemi Alade. And at the top was Daja by Kobazi of Liberia. This is your favorite music show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. Don't forget to join me and my guest later on, Cool J, Sierra Leonean rapper, right here on The African Beat.
I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on The Voice of America. Dino Day is our next track, LXG from Sierra Leone. And right after that, Yamore by Salif Keita of Mali featuring Caesarea Evora. And Ante Kale by Rachel M of Uganda. But Dino Day is our next track, LXG from Sierra Leone.
Let me see you the bump and the grill. Let me see you the shake and the back and the blind. Antikali,
Hot, hot and beautiful music coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. Auntie Calais by Rachel M. And before that was Yamore by Salif Keita and Caesarea Ivora and Dino Day by Alex G. of Sierra Leone. The African Beat on the Voice of America. Don't forget that my guest for today is going to be Cool J, and we'll be talking about his beautiful music and his movies. So stay tuned for that.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my homeland.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. Well, today my guest on the African Beat is a young, energetic Sierra Leonean rapper. And, he has got more feathers to his cap right now. He has been in music and he's now a movie producer. He's a writer. He's a director. And he has started doing some short series that are on Facebook and on YouTube. You can check it out. But the man himself I'm talking about is Cool J. Welcome to the African Beat, Cool J.
Thank you. Thank you very much for actually having me. I'm blessed to be here.
Everybody calls you Cool J.
Right.
And I'm sure if I throw out a bit out there to ask what is Cool J's real name, people will start giving me all kind of names.
Exactly.
Some people actually don't know who Cool J is. So tell us a little bit about Cool J.
Cool J, I was born and raised in Freetown, Sierra Leone. Actually, I came to the United States when I was young, actually. The full name is Shita Tajudeen. Actually born in Mountain Court, First Street. Since I came to the state, I actually finished school. I make sure that, because that's actually number one. And also, I just fell in love with music. I just fell in love with actually rapping. And I was in the background the whole time. And I started this, like, let's say 6.5 years ago. And I told myself, if I work hard for it, if I put my heart into it, definitely people will know the Cool J instead of the Shita Tajudeen. And now people know Cool J.
And so that's how Cool J came about.
Exactly.
You've been in this business. I know there are a lot of hiccups when you get into this. You're going to school, and for African parents, what's wrong with this boy? Talking about singing or being a rapper? Come on, get out of here. So what did your parents actually say to you when they knew you were very much interested in this?
Well, my mom always my backbone. She always support me no matter what. If even I do something that's not right, she always supports. But my dad is always, he's always the one, man. You need to go to school and finish this kind of. But I'm like, okay, I will go to school, but I mean, I'm doing something I love, and I'm doing something with the passion, even though school is first, But at the same time, when you love something, man, you just
What are they saying to you now that this Cool J has been some big name in the community, right?
Well, right now, my father is definitely proud of me. My mom is actually proud. She's been, she's been proud even since they didn't know who Cool J was. So to now. And when you start doing something and finance and money start actually coming up, even if it's slow, but at least you're getting something out of what you love doing. So they actually love it, and they pray for me every single day.
Well, first of all, I want to say big up to all the people at First Street at Mountain Court. That's where you hail from,
exactly.
And big up to mommy and daddy for the support.
Yes,
but now let's come to your music.
Right.
Today we're going to look at three of your songs.
Right.
And the first one we're going to talk about is No Option.
Right.
When you sent me that song, I was listening to it. And I don't want to put you on the spot, but we've got ears to listen to songs, and we can be able to interpret some of the lyrics.
Exactly.
That particular song looks like a true story.
Right.
I don't know what's about the song, but I love it. And can you tell us the story behind that song?
No Option. I wrote that song like a year back. I did the full song, and I had to go back. I always listen to it because most of the time in salon music, we just lack of telling stories, and we just want to dance. And that's how you can tell me when I first got in and I see all the thing that different people actually do. And I try not to make that type of mistake. I want my song to live long. It's not just dancing. I want when you go back 5 or 10 years from now, you can listen to something that means something. So I was writing that song, and it's just like something that I've been through. I was, you know, the lady that's my wife now.
Mm-hmm. I'm beginning to sense that. I knew there was hell going. Mama, are you listening?
Exactly. So the lady that's, you know, that, you know, she's my wife now. When, you know, when I was coming up, I actually have dreads, and when I had my first son, I didn't care. You know what I mean? Because I was young. So I was out there, you know, and I didn't know what I have until it was almost gone. Mm. And that actually triggered me, like, wow, you gotta slow down. Some females would like you because of your name, or they would like the way you look now. But mm-hmm. you always got to think about somebody that you grew up with, and being with
that was there for you when nobody was happening.
If you listen to the song, that's when I was like, you was there for me when they didn't know Cool J. You know what I mean? So it's like everything I said on each and every of my song have a meaning. So it's like she was almost gone, and I almost lost her. Like.
Because you were messing up.
I was messing up. She was always she actually used to live in Virginia. I used to live in Maryland. She was getting on the train to go see me. And one of the things that I did one time, which I'm just gonna say because it's the past now, she came all the way, rode the train to go see me, then I left with somebody else.
Wow.
That was the point that she turned around. She was like, I can't deal with you no more. I mean, that whole months I realized that is her.
This is something precious.
That is somebody good.
She's some precious.
I try to call.
Jam that if I let it go,
it will be worse for me.
It will be worse for you.
I try to call her. Did everything possible that I could. She even saved my life one time because my friend actually passed away. We was all playing. We left. We went to the Walmart. I was trying to go back to the same spot. I wanted to go back to the same place where we all was actually playing at. She said, nah, let's go home. And believe you me, as soon as we went home, like 45 minutes later, we got a phone call that they shot my friend in that same place.
In the same spot where you were.
Same place. And the other guy that was there got shot too. So wow. It was like, if we was there, if she was there, we were, you know, you probably wouldn't
have
anything.
You never know. Anything could have happened.
So all that actually triggers
me. So that is why this particular song is dedicated to her. It is like her story.
It's just about her story. Oh, when she was there.
And so right now, she's the queen.
She's
and nothing else can take her place. Nobody else. Come on. And what's her name?
Her name is Khadija Tajuddin.
Khadija Tajuddin. Well, I would say Mama Tajuddin, because you're carrying our child. You've been taking care of this great man, Cool J. You've taken care of the kids. We want to say bless your heart, because you are such a wonderful woman. May God bless you. All right? So now we're going to play the song, and Cool J is going to perform this song right here in the studio for you, and it's called No Option. There is no other option but you, because you, for what you've done, what you've stood for, what you've sacrificed. And so this song is for you. No Option. Let's get it right.
It's no option. Cool J.
If love and you don't feel right, I don't wanna love no one else. Talking to no one else, laughing with no one else. Ain't never been an option. Ain't never been an option.
Cool J.
Ain't never been an option. Ain't never been an option.
Listen, I remember you used to tell me, rule number one, don't play with my heart, but I just let it be. It's crazy, I'm all alone cause we fell apart. I was trying to figure out life, testing water. Never knew how hard this would be. Always wanted you to be my wife. Pops wasn't around, made so many mistakes. It's like having your cake and eat it too. When I was out all night, you waited. No matter how long it would take, I thought I was in the cold winter. I was feeling myself. Now I'm sitting here talking to myself while looking at your perfect picture right on the shelf. You stuck with me when there was no Cool J. You was there for me when they turned their backs on me. I'm sorry for the pain that I made you feel.
If love and you don't feel right, I don't wanna love no one else. Talking to no one else, laughing with no one else. Ain't never been an option. 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 If love and you don't feel right, I don't wanna love.
told me. I ask myself when it's all said and done, who gonna console me? I feel like every day that I'm fighting alone. The only woman I trust, can't talk to her, even on the phone. Still no option, I took you for granted. Never pay attention to what you really wanted. Now I'm sitting here, everything on my wish list, I got it. Everything on my to-do list, I've done it. Woman coming my way, not an option. They're showing me a lot of love, I ain't giving no attention. Ain't giving no attention. The cribbing for my motion, I ain't giving no action. I'm a human, I know I made mistakes. To make it up, I do what it takes.
I don't wanna give you wrong impression. I wanna be better. I wanna be the best I could be for you. Every day when I think of you, maybe now I holla from my head. Every day when I think of the wrong things that I did. Yeah, I wanna be better. If love and you don't feel right, I don't wanna love no one else. Talking to no one else. Trust me, no one else. Ain't never been an option.
I said it, no option. Beautiful music, well put together, and the message in the song. I'm sure at a time like this when she'll be listening to it and all what you've said, right. Maybe she's been listening to the song, but all the story behind the song did not actually come out to her.
She never listened to the song. I never played it for her.
You've never played it for her?
This is the first time I'm even going live with
this
song.
Oh my God. And so, well, we're going to push you. We want to make sure you know that this song is for you.
Right.
No option. Well, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And my guest today is Cool J. He was born Shita Tajudeen from First Street, Mountain Court, Freetown, Sierra Leone. Big up to all the Mountain Courtonians. Yeah, yeah, remember when we used to dance paddle to come down Mountain Court, right?
What's the late man name? Jankana B.
Jankana B, yes, yes, the late Bubu King. We pay special respect and special tribute to a man like that.
Exactly.
You know, you have a foundation wherein you're helping young kids in Sierra Leone.
Exactly.
Let's talk about this foundation. What is the name of this foundation and how did you come about it?
Well, the name of the foundation is Cool J Foundation. I went back to Sierra Leone 5 years ago. One of my first songs that hit for me in Salon was Olide Bluffer, the one that I did with Cal. Because when I went to Salon and I see how when people go back home, they only care about themselves. They only want people to see what they wear.
What they brought from America. Right.
But they see poor people and they just walk past them. They don't really want to know. They don't even want people to touch them. So I just went back and I have all that type of thoughts. So, and then I came back. The next time I actually went, I asked for, where's the poorest place? Like, where can I go and I can see people really, really actually suffering? So one of my friends took me to Bay.
To Cool Bay.
Cool Bay. I actually went down to Bay. I could not stay there for 30 seconds. I almost threw up because that's how bad it was. You know, you have pigs and kids was on top of these pigs. It was playing like it was nothing because that's what they see and that's what they grew up from. Since when they was born, that's what they have. They just there. There's no playground. There's just nothing for them to do. And I was like, no. And then I went and, you know, talked to some couple of people. They was like, okay, well, we hope you're not one of those people that just come and take picture or do videos just to go get money for these kids. And I talked to myself, I'm like, wow, so people really do stuff like this. And when I came, then I actually shot a video there to tell me why. I shot the whole video there. We cooked for all of them. It's like when 10 or 20 people eating, you see 20 more people coming. So we spend that day, I don't even want to go back to how much we spend, but we spend a lot because the more they come, the more we provide for them. So we shot the whole video, you know, the kids was joyful and I see
and
smile.
And that's where the song came from, Tell Me Why.
And I see that smile. And I think to myself, like, I have a son here. They have it all. And I see kids out there they don't have it, but they still smile. They still play. You know what I mean? So I, as soon as I came back, since I came back, I've been supporting them. Each and every month, we do a food drive. And sometimes I even send shoes. I send clothing. And I've been
so,
doing
so
that for
are you getting any support from anywhere when you do this? No. This is all on you.
This is
and
all
your
on me. All on me. When I went back to Salon last year, I asked for help, you know, the government, if they can give me like a land to build or like a daycare or like a gym or like a, you know what I mean, where they can go.
Like a recreational center.
Recreational center where I can have a basketball, you know, soccer, you know, just to have them there. They turn it down. Nobody actually sponsor it. But that didn't actually let me back down. Like, okay, well, I'm not going to do it no more. No, I'm still doing it up to this day.
Wow. Wow. Well, I doff my hat out to you because for a young man, right. you're trying to build up your own life.
Right.
But you thought to yourself, these kids are suffering.
Exactly.
And so I have to take the little resources that I'm having here right. and see how I can go and help them. Well, man, that's really powerful.
Thank
it
you
is really
much.
Powerful. And you dedicated this song to them. Tell me why.
Tell me why.
And tell me why the children should suffer.
Why?
Wow.
Right. Tell me why, because it's like we have people that can help these kids. We like it's not that the resources are not in Sierra Leone for people to help them. But I asked this question, somebody tell me why. And matter of fact, they banned the song. I took the song, yeah, because it's a place where I say, you know, I'm actually talking about people being like they being selfish. You've seen all the kids that you can support, so they banned the song. The song never played in
played on the radio
station, never. And it's like,
was it official or just that the people on the radio just don't want to play?
No.
Did they make it official?
This made official. The guy that shot the video told me. He said, if you should have never used some few lines, this song should have blown for you in this country. I'm like, what lines? He said, because they feel like you said they're being selfish. It's like you taking shots at. We all know how.
So we're gonna play this song, and you're gonna perform this song right now.
Exactly.
And for all those of you who are listening and watching the African Beat right now, we're gonna play this song, and Kuje is gonna perform this song. Tell me why. Tell me why these children should be suffering. I'm from Sierra Leone,
right.
and I know exactly what you're talking about. I've been there, and I've seen all of that,
exactly.
and I know this is not a today business.
Right.
It did not just start for Crew Bay.
Right.
Like somebody said, I hope you're not one of those who are just coming here to take pictures.
Exactly.
People have gone there, they've taken pictures, and they've made money out of it.
Right.
And nothing beneficial going out to the people down there.
Right.
But I hope with what we have now, what we're trying to put in place, this will work for the benefit of those children.
Exactly.
And what the vision that you have of building like a recreational center will be looked into. And people will come on board to say, well, how can we help? So let's get the song. Tell me why. This is a song done for us by our guest today, Kool J, dedicated to all the children out there that are suffering, all the children that are living in those slums. This one is going out to you.
I wonder why guys don't be nothing. Let's save the children. I wonder why guys no future. What's the world turning into? So selfishness and wickedness. Can somebody tell me why? Just tell me why.
I was once a child, growing up in motherland. My dream was to make it, no matter the storm, I always smile. It's a shame the kids stay struggling. No food, no books, or even coloring. They'd rather be selfish and watch them suffering. No education, how they go multiply, or even do division. Pain in my heart, I can see it through my vision. I see a lot of kids now, they're out in the street homeless, while the rich get richer and the poor gets poor. The kids in the street helpless, why give your soul away for less fortune? The kids in the street selling, instead of going to school and excelling. Can somebody tell me
why? I wonder why the children have to die. I wonder why they keep thinking and they suffer. I wonder why guys don't be nothing. Left in the children. I wonder why guys no future. What's the world turning into? Since the selfishness and wickedness. Can somebody tell me why? Tell me why,
uh-huh.
where we headed to,
what's
the world coming to, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Can somebody tell me why?
I wonder why no electricity. So fake, fake and pretend publicity. I wonder why no education. The beginning and fast past a different location. I wonder why there's no free medical. They rather see the keys now act radical. The war come, now the beginning and the torture. Ebola come more, now the poor then they go. What's in the future? Not in no structure. After Ebola, I go let for see the beginning and the in Coca-Cola. There will be stuff for them, we're proud and joy. Make yourself with the kids and play with toy. Then now we feature president. Then now we feature lawyer. Make me try for them, make me stand up for them and fight for them.
I want to know why there is no love for the children. Why there's so much struggling, suffering. Tell me where we heading to. How can we make this world a better place without no love? Unity is the way. Let's make a better change.
Tell me why. How shall they go? Yeah, big up to all the kids, them and all the kids with a struggle. All the young youth, them, just keep your head up. You know, I want this message for direct to you guys. It's coming from my heart, man. You know, now we feature leaders, them, we feature vice presidents. We feature presidents, we feature lawyer. You know, we the fight for now. Now we not the voice of the streets, you know. Yes, Cool J, can somebody tell me why?
Tell me why. Wow. Well, you see, this is it about the song. You know, as you listen to the lyrics, you can even shake to the beat.
Exactly.
You made it danceable. Right, you make that even when these kids will listen to it, you know, they will be able to enjoy.
Enjoy the song.
Exactly. Yes. Well, just in case, somebody wants to contact you on this particular topic on your foundation, how can they reach you? Is there a website? Is there a contact point?
Well, definitely, I'm working on the website now, but they can reach me Salon Cool J. You can reach me Salon Cool J, just in case.
Like S-A-L-O-N-E
Cool J.
Cool J, C-O-O-L and one G.
Exactly.
Okay.
They can definitely send me a message if you can, because you know, I got a whole lot of people on my page.
And your Facebook page also.
Right, but you can just send me a message, say, I'm interested and I'm trying to help. And I would love for this to get bigger. Because if I'm doing it right now and they actually, I mean, they satisfied with what I'm doing. So just imagine, I got, you know, help for, you know, other people actually come in. How much more we can do. It's not about going to Sierra Leone saying I'm just going to go have fun. But I feel like it's very, very important to give back, because the more you give, the more God actually open ways for you.
All right. Well, beautiful time. And once again, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. My guest today is Cool J from Sierra Leone. And we're talking about his wonderful songs. And you said No Option has not been released.
It's not been released.
Tell me why it has been released.
Tell me why it's been released.
Tell me why it's been released. And now we have the next song coming up. And this time it's time to boogie down. Yeah. I love this one. It's time to boogie down. Mami Wata. And you know, when we say Mami Wata, like the mermaid.
Right.
You know,
right.
That's exactly how we refer to the mermaid. In Creole, Mami Wata. Beautiful, with long hair and all this.
Right.
So, how are you bringing that into this situation?
Well, Mami Wata is basically like when, you know, when a girl is just so beautiful. You know what I'm saying? you know, it's, like I said, each and everything I do, I relate to people close to me. You know what I mean? And I look at them like, you find like Mami Wata. This is where the topic actually came from. I was talking to my wife to be. I mean, first when we didn't get married yet, first, I mean, she was mad at me. So, you know, I'm Bell. I'm like,
you find like Mami Wata.
That's how the song came along.
So, Khadija, if you're listening, that was what was happening to you.
Right. And I also feature Maurice Violetto from Sierra Leone. Very talented.
Very talented brother. Young man.
And,
very
talented. Definitely proud of Maurice. You know what I mean? He did the hook for me.
You know, I remember that his song, Violetto. I remember. I publicized that song here in the United States. I did it.
It
I performed
big.
It during my wedding and everything. And everywhere I go, I take the song. I love the song so much.
It's definitely,
you know, he's
song.
A very cool young man. I saw him recently. He was in China
with
you
Two
know,
Face.
With, exactly. Yeah, with this the Nigerian star.
Yeah, Two-Face.
Two-Face Adibia and Ada Young.
Exactly.
You know. All right, so but this song is just for enjoyment. It's just exactly. for dancing and praise to the beautiful woman.
Exactly, that's exactly what this is for.
So is this one again for our darling wife? I mean, or for every other woman?
Because since I got a female fans, you know what I mean? So, and my mom, you know, she's if I like my mom tattoo, I got my sister. So this is for every woman, all the beautiful, you know, all the beautiful women.
All right. Well, man, I want to thank you very much. It's been a pleasure having you here. Oh, like I said earlier, I know you are now, you're into movies and all this exactly. stuff, and you've started some new series.
Right.
Just before I let you go, just throw some light. How many movies have you done so far?
I did one movie with a Nigerian actor, Brownie. The first time when I did that movie, we was in the same hotel, and he gave me that type of confidence because he told me, he told the guy, and I have a video clip of it. I never actually released that, but that's something that I always go back and watch. He said, "I'm happy you cast this guy. This guy is very, very good." Mind you, this is my first appearance. I never did it. And he was just so proud. The movie is on YouTube right now, like 70,000 views. And the movie that I did recently, The Beauty of a Woman, which I did in the DMV. I did the premiere in the DMV. A whole lot of people actually came out. And I'm looking forward to premiere this movie in Salon and try to premiere it out there so I can release the DVD. And I also...
Okay, the beautiful Salon, watch out, Beauty of a Woman is coming. And let you know, this new series that you're doing,
right,
that is on Facebook.
Younger Learning. It's see, one thing about me, I'm always telling my story. You know what I mean? I'm always telling my story, what I've been through, what I've been in. And Younger Learning is about when you're not ready for a kid and it just comes in you, in your face. So it's like, what are you going to do? Are you going to face it or are you going to walk away?
So that guy in Younger Learning is actually Cool J when he was having that dread.
Exactly. That's me. See, that's what I'm saying. I always tell my story because the first time when my girl told me she was pregnant, that time I was working at Walmart and I had my dreads. And she said, "I'm pregnant." The same reaction I
did. Oh my God!
I was like this.
So what did Mrs. Tajudeen say when she saw that clip?
Well, first thing that I'm always proud of her, she's supporting.
Okay.
Whatever I want to do, and you know, I was like, "Yo, I'm trying to do this." She said, "Okay, good." But what story are you?
What story are you telling this time?
And she said, "Don't go too much." You know that. But I mean, she definitely, you know, she supported. And when you see, because right now we're on episode 2. And later down the line to episode, because we're doing this for till episode 6, then we're going to do something else. But this is like a real thing that I want to give, you know, I just want to let all the fathers out there know. I didn't grow up with my dad. So most of the mistakes that I make down the line is because I didn't have that father symbol to tell me like, "Yo, do this. First thing, if you talk to your son on the phone, it's different from you with your
face
son.
Face to face.
So
yeah.
I wasn't with him for years, and I was just with my mom. So every mistake I make, I always do that. And in the series that actually coming up, it showed me being emotional, telling people like, "This is what I went through." That's why if you see every time, I don't have friends. Most of my friend is my son. I want to make sure that we have that bond, we create that bond, because what I missed out, I don't want him to miss it.
All right, well, we'll come back to that, and go watch that one. Younger Learning is right on Facebook. Go watch it right now. Okay, and we're looking forward to episode 3 of that. Well, with all of this today, man, I want to thank you very much for being my guest on this great show, and I hope that we'll reach out to you again some other time, and you'll be here.
Thank you. Thank you guys very much for watching. You know, I just want to tell everybody, thank you for supporting me through the music, the movies, to my new show. You know, just want to give a shout out to my wife, my son, my mom, and my family, Black Conscious Movement. Thank you, guys.
All right. And with that, I'm David Vandy, and I want to say a big thank you to my engineers and technicians, Gary, Carl, and Thomas out there. Thank you so much. And thanks to our new guest in the studio. That's Omar Sila.
Omar Sila.
Yes.
Graphic designer.
Graphic designer. He came all the way from Pennsylvania. Yeah,
right.
He's going to school in Pennsylvania, but he is into technology.
Exactly.
I tell you, he's a young Sri Lankan into technology. And I see my big brother there, Uncle Sule. Thank you very much, Uncle Sule, for watching right now. And so I'm going to leave you now with this track, Mami Wata. I hope you'll enjoy. Till then, I'm David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
Yo, Maurice, what up? You know what it is, the kid Cool J. Y'all ready for this? What's that?
Baby, no. Yes. What sex, mama? You the grace me, oh. The things you they do, they tempt me.
to hold you and do the oh. Where you wanna go down? They make it a bad man, they crazy for them. Where they wanna go down? They make bad man, they crazy for them. Baby, no, girl, I got this love and affection for you. All I need is your time and attention, baby, boo.
Motivate me, power. I can feel so marvelous every time I take a shower. Just for you, I go walk minutes an hour. Me not the man will go take you up the tower. True love never dies, that's the lady. I go love you no matter the weather. Plus now you giving me virgin flower. Believe me, I'm the key to your destiny. I'm your savior, I'm here to set you free. Baby girl, I know I make you worry. I know I make you worry.
Magic touch, just speak from the phone and call me.
Hi, this is Ray McDonald.